Thank you.
Recording in progress.
Regular meeting agenda, June 29, 2021, 7:30 p.m. Within notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231 PL 1975, specific the time, date, location, or dial-in information, and to the extent known, the agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and two municipal library bulletin board. Municipal website providing a copy of the official newspaper of the township and by filing a copy in the office of township clerk in accordance with the certification by the clerk, which will be entered in a minute. The township continued to use the telephone meeting format in an effort to mitigate the chance of exposure to COVID-19 as a part of the township's ongoing effort to slow the rate of transmission and avoid overwhelming over treatment center. In order to make sure clear record of the meeting can be made and that all parties are heard in an organized fashion, all members of the public will be muted during the meeting. If a member of the public wishes to speak during any public comment portion, please press star 9 in order to raise your hand to speak. We will unmute member of the public individually. If they have their hand raised when it is your turn to speak, you will hear a notification that you have been unmuted. It is at that time that you should begin to ask any question you may have. You will have 3 minutes to speak, at the conclusion of which you will be muted again, and the council or administrator will respond as necessary. Should you have any further comments or questions, the township council is always available by email and phone, and you can always call the mayor's office during the normal operating hours. Each member of the public shall only have one opportunity to speak during each public portion. As the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers in an individual line, we ask that if you wish to speak, that you will dial in on a separate line so that we can recognize you as a separate individual. Individual may also submit written comment to the township clerk up to 48 hours prior to the meeting to be read by the township clerk during the public comment portion of the meeting. Said comments shall be limited to 3 minutes of reading. Thank you in advance for your patience as we continue to move the township forward during the health emergency. Ms. Cedar, roll call, please.
Councilman Bullard?
Here.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Here.
Councilman Kahn? Councilwoman Lombardi?
Here.
Councilman Rouse?
Here.
Councilman Erin?
Here.
Council President Shaw?
Yes.
Mayor Brian Waller?
Present.
Business Administrator Timothy Dacey?
Here.
Township Attorney Rajveer Goomer?
Here.
Deputy Township Clerk Monica Orlando?
Here.
And I'm here, Melissa Cedar, the Township Clerk.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. And please stand for flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay. Item number 5, comment from administrators and council regarding for adjournment of any matter on this agenda.
None.
Thank you. Item number 6, open to the public comment regarding item 11, consent agenda item. If you wish to speak at this time, please press star 9 to raise your hand. When it is your turn to speak, you will hear an announcement that you have been unmuted at that time. Please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which you make your comment. The council or administrator will respond if necessary after you have completed any comment or question.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves. Last 4 digits, 9697, please unmute yourself. State your name and address.
Yes, this is Charlie Cradiville, New Brunswick, New Jersey, editor of New Brunswick Today. Can you hear me?
Yes, Charlie.
Thank you, Council President. I wanted to ask first about Resolution K, MOU with the County Prosecutor's Office for the use of specialized investigative law enforcement equipment. Just wanted to ask if the chief is on the call or if someone else in the administration can tell us what law enforcement equipment that is referenced in this MOU.
This is Tim. This is so we can borrow equipment that the prosecutor has that the township doesn't own. They do this in all the towns, and perhaps a way to lend equipment out involves cameras and some other equipment, things like that.
Okay. And I see another item for body-worn cameras on the agenda. I wanted to ask, can anyone tell me how many body-worn cameras the Piscataway Police Department has currently deployed?
We're in the process of meeting state requirement on body cameras. I don't know at this moment how many we currently have, but we're going to meet the requirement that every officer have one.
Yeah, this is Roger, Commissioner Attorney. I think we will have, I don't know what the current amount is, but I think from looking at remembering the backup, and don't quote me on this, but I think it was about 85 that we will be obtaining.
Okay. Through you, Mr. Chair, for the Director of Public Safety, can he tell us how many body-worn cameras have been deployed so far?
We can get that number for you, Charlie. If you just reach out to me tomorrow, you got my email address, and I'll get you that information.
Okay. Well, I'm asking now because the law has gone into effect as of June 1st. I believe it's a requirement for all officers on patrol to be equipped with that as part of their uniform. And I'm concerned that the township may not be in compliance with that law. Mr. Chair, can you tell me, is the police chief on the call?
The police chief isn't on the call. This is Raj Kumar, the township attorney. Police chief is not on the call. This application is just for a grant, which would be authorized by the township council. So the chief doesn't need to be on the call on a non-police matter. This is specifically just for a grant and not for the actual purchase of the body cameras. That being said, I can provide you that information, you know, tomorrow. I don't want to provide you inaccurate information.
Okay. Yeah, I appreciate that, and I will follow up. I wouldn't exactly call this a non-police matter, since this is the acquisition of equipment for the police. But I do want to know if there's any representative of the police department on the call.
Mr. Cradiville, there is not a representative of the police department on the call. You've asked the question again. I've repeated it.
Okay.
You know, I can get you those numbers tomorrow. Thank you.
Thanks for that. And yeah, I'm just concerned that there's no representation of the police department on the call. I mean, I believe it was said.
Mr. Cradiville, your 3 minutes is up.
Thank you, Raj.
Council President, I am asking the next individual to unmute themselves. Last four digits, 4525. Please state your name and address. Thank you.
Hi, George Verghese, 15 Hicks Street. I just had a quick question regarding the Clean Communities grant. What does that pertain to? Is that something like a township-wide cleanup overall, or who's responsible for that? Administering that grant. This is 11B.
Yeah, this is Tim. So this is an annual grant that we get from the state. We use it for our t- township-wide cleanups when we do those. We use it to pay for our shredding events. When we do those, we use them to pay for garbage and recycling facilities in our parks and playgrounds, places like that. And we use it to operate the dump on weekends.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Tim. Thank you, Mr. George.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hands raised at this time.
Thank you. So I'm closing the public portion. Now, item number 7, ordinance for second reading, amending chapter 23, sewers and wastewater open to public resolution, adopting ordinance. So if you wish to speak at this time, please press star 9. To raise your hand when it is your turn to speak, you will hear an announcement that you have been unmuted at that time. Please state your name and address and know that you have been. You have 3 minutes in which you make your comment. The council and administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comment or question.
Council President, I'm going to read the resolution.
Yeah,
first.
Please read the resolution.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 23, Sewers and Wastewater, Section 23-2.3, Service Charges, was introduced on the 10th day of June 2021 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 15th day of June 2021. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on June 29th, 2021, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2021-15.
Thank you, Mr. Have any questions?
Council President, I have one individual with their hand raised with regard to this second reading agenda item.
Well, yes.
I'm asking them to unmute themselves now. 2771, you may unmute yourself and state your name and address and your comments with regard to this second reading ordinance. Thank you.
Thank you. Last 4-digit 2771, please state your name and address and unmute your phone. Hello. Last 4-digit 2771. Please state your name and address.
We see that you keep muting yourself after you've unmuted yourself. So 2771, please hit star 6 to unmute yourself. There, we have you as unmuted. Can you please speak now?
My apologies. My phone was muted as well.
No worries. Go ahead.
I was attempting to comment on the consent agenda, and I unfortunately
please state your name and address, please.
So you can disregard this. My apologies.
Oh, okay. It was with regard to consent. Okay. Yeah, this is with regard to the other item. Thank you.
Thank you.
No worries.
Okay.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hands raised with regard to this agenda item.
Okay. Okay, do I have an offer?
This is Councilman Bullard. You have an offer.
Thank you, Mr. Bullard. Second.
Second, Councilman Rouse.
Thank you, Mr. Rao. Can I have a roll call, please?
Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi? Councilwoman Lombardi? Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Item number 8, ordinance second reading, amending chapter 32, storm water management and control, open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, can you read the resolution, please?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 32, Stormwater Management and Control, as previously revised in Ordinance Number 2020-35, was introduced on the 10th day of June 2021 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 15th day of June 2021. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on June 29th, 2021, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2021-16.
Thank you, Ms. Schiller. Any question about second reading of ordinance, item number 8? Okay, this ordinance for open to the public. If you wish to speak at this time, please press star 9 to raise your hand. When it is your turn to speak, you will hear an announcement that you have been unmuted. At that time, please state your name and address. Know that you have 3 minutes in which you make your comments. The councilor or administrator will respond if necessary after you have completed and comment or question.
Council President, I am asking the first individual with their hand raised with regard to this second reading agenda item to unmute themselves. Last 4 digits, 7604. Please unmute yourself and state your name and address. Thank you.
Good evening. Thank you, Ms. Cedar. It's Stacey Berger, 233 Ellis Parkway. Could someone on the council or maybe Mr. Dacey or maybe the mayor describe what the ordinance does? It was very nice that you read the title and the dates and all that stuff, but I'm not sure that anybody listening to this would know what the ordinance actually accomplishes.
Hi, Stacey. This is the Township Attorney, Raj Goomer.
Hi, Raj.
This ordinance is very short and simple. It's the NJDP requested and sent out model stormwater management and control ordinances that each township had to institute over the prior to, I think it's August. We actually passed that ordinance probably a few months ago. We sent it over to the county for review. As part of the procedure, the county came back with some minor modifications, mainly just to actually change the reference to from freeholders to county committeemen.
What does the ordinance do regarding the stormwater management? Because we have a problem.
It completely replaces, and you can actually Google it. There's a model ordinance out there. We pretty much just copied the model ordinance. The NJDP prepared it.
Can you put the model ordinance on the website?
It's on the NJDP website, so you can obtain it relatively easy.
But it would be easier if it were available for people.
The new stormwater ordinance that was passed is actually on our website. If you go into, if you need directions, I think the clerk can give you those directions. But all past ordinances should be on our website, so you should be able to access it there and see it. Essentially, it provides requirements for any new construction, new stormwater drainage, etc. Those type of land use controls and development controls that would be necessary. So, I mean, it's 32 pages. I don't want to have to go through 32 pages.
No, but a summary of what is actually happening would be extremely helpful, especially since.
And that's what I provided you. That's why I asked
because the reading of the ordinance is not the same as a summary of what it's actually accomplishing. So new stormwater rules for new construction and new development that are in compliance with the DEP's rules. So we'll have to check those out. And just while I've got everybody, is there a plan to go back to meeting in person?
This is the Township Attorney, Stacey. Oh, okay. Tim.
Yeah, right now we're just awaiting guidance from the state and the county. So right now we're going to continue as we are until some more additional guidance from the state and the county.
Okay, thanks, Tim.
Thank you, Mr. Tim. Thank you, Raj. Thank you, Stacey.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hands raised to speak regarding this second reading ordinance.
Thank you. Do I have an offer?
Offer, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Thank you. Second.
Second,
Councilwoman Cahill.
Thank you. Ms. Cedar, can I roll call, please?
Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Irwin?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. I'm closing the public portion. Item number 9, ordinance first reading, amending chapter 7, traffic section 40, control for the movement and the parking of traffic on public and private property to assess Title 39 jurisdiction on the parking lots located at 475 Stelton Road and 800 Sentinel Avenue. Resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, can you read the resolution?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to amend and supplement the revised general ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 7, Traffic, Section 40, Control for the Movement and the Parking of Traffic on Public and Private Property to assert Title 39 jurisdiction on the parking lots located at 475 Stelton Road and 800 Centennial Avenue, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by telephonic conference on the 10th day of August, 2021. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Can I offer?
Councilman Bullard, you have my offer.
Thank you, Mr. Bullard. Second.
Councilman Irwin, second.
Thank you, Mr. Irwin. Ms. Cedar, can you take the vote?
Councilman Bullard?
Here. Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Irwin?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Item number 10, ordinance first reading authorizing execution of financial agreement with Duke Realty Washington Avenue Urban Renewal LLC Block 5101 Lot 5-02, 6.02 and 7.02 resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, can you read the resolution?
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, New Jersey, authorizing the execution of a financial agreement by and between the Township of Piscataway and Duke Realty Washington Avenue Urban Renewal LLC, pursuant to the long-term tax exemption law NJSA 48:20-1 et sec, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by telephonic conference on the 13th day of July, 2021. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Do I have offer?
Councilwoman Lombardi.
Thank you, Ms. Lombardi. Okay. Second.
Councilman Bullard, you have a second for.
Thank you, Mr. Bullard. Mr. Cedar, can I have a roll call, please?
Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Arend?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Thank you. Yes. Okay. For consent agenda resolution. Okay, consent agenda for efficiency item have been considered into consent agenda to be voted on together. The material of this item have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any item that the council would like to remove from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately?
Thank you.
Thank you. Do I offer?
Offer Councilwoman Cahill.
Thank you, Ms. Cahill. Second.
Councilman Arend, second.
Thank you, Mr. Arend. Can we have a roll call, please?
Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Arend?
Yes.
Council President Shaw.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Item number 12, announcement and comment from official. Councilman Mr. Bullard.
Nothing at this time. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilman Mr. Cahill.
Well, now I wish everybody a happy 4th of July. Let's have a safe and happy and healthy holiday weekend. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Cahill. Councilman Mr. Lombardi.
Thank you.
Thank you. Councilman Mr. Rouse.
Not at this time.
Thank you. Councilman Arend.
Nothing at this time, Council President.
Thank you. Mayor Brian Waller.
Thank you, Council President. Just reminding people to be careful about the hot weather out there and then have a safe 4th of July.
Thank you. Business Administrator Timothy Dacey.
Nothing tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. Township Attorney Raj Guma.
No comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Only just one reminder that this year in 4th of July, there is no fireworks. And Township doing fireworks on September 1st week, Labor Day weekend. That's it. Thank you. Item number 13, agenda session for July 13, 2021. Ordinance second reading authorizing execution of final sale agreement of Duke Realty Washington Avenue Urban Renewal LLC 5, block 5101, lots 5.02, 6.02, and 7.02. Open to public resolution adopting ordinance. If you wish to speak this time, please, no. Okay. Question or comments? Thank you. Resolution authoring award for contract ambulance service proposal opening July 8, 2021. Any comment or question? None. Resolution authoring award of contract for professional construction engineering service, Mettler Bodine House Museum Site Improvement, Grotto Engineering Association, LLC, not to exceed $15,000. Any comment or question? None. Resolution authoring release of irrevocable standby letter of credit of site improvement Adler Development Equity Company, LLC, Block 5101, Lot 1.01 and 4.02, Corporate Place and SS Road. Any comment or question? Like none. Resolution authorizing change order number one, rehabilitation of various park court and ring 2021 Dakota, excavating contractor incorporation not to exceed 5,400. Any comment or question? None. Thank you. Now, item number 14, open to public. If you wish to speak at this time, please press star 9 to raise your hand. When it is your turn to speak, you will hear an announcement that you have been unmuted. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have been. You have 3 minutes in which you make your comments. The councilor and minister will respond if necessary after you have completed any comment or question.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves. Last four digits, 9697. You can unmute yourself, state your name and address. Thank you.
Yes, once again, Charlie Cradaville, New Brunswick Today. First question through the chair is for the business administrator. Did you give prior approval to Lieutenant Philip Zamuda to work at Lawsoft while he was on the Piscataway Police Department payroll?
Hi, Charlie. This is Raj Goomer. Anything regarding that, I'm happy to answer your questions as we've been doing. You can email me tomorrow and we can get your response.
Okay. Well, you're the one that told me that there is such a requirement. I was just asking if the BA gave that approval or not. Can he answer the question?
I'd rather make sure that, we provide you with the correct facts, as I know you tried to catch us out or misinterpret or misstate what we've said. So I will get you that answer tomorrow and email it over to you.
Great. So since we last spoke, it's been confirmed that the Piscataway Police Department was the victim of a ransomware attack that has apparently rendered many sensitive police records inaccessible to the police. So through the chair for the mayor, when were you made aware of this?
Again, Mr. Cradaville, we've been going back and forth. I've been providing you answers to every question you've asked. Happy to answer any additional questions. If you want to email them to me tomorrow, we'll get you a response.
Okay. I'd just like to hear from the mayor, to be honest. Is he going to exercise his right to remain silent, or does he have something to say about this serious attack on the Piscataway police?
As this is a sensitive matter in regard to, there could be potential litigation with other entities, we would prefer not to, I'd request my administration and council not to make any statements, and I'd be happy to answer your questions.
You say you're happy to answer my questions, but I asked how many records approximately have been, lost and rendered inaccessible, and at first you told me that they've all been recovered, but later it became clear that that was not true and that there are records, including at least one from a fatal crash and other serious records that are not accessible to the police currently. So can anyone answer now how many records are presently inaccessible attack?
Mr. Cradaville, that is the reason why I'm asking you to I'll get your response tomorrow, because as you received my letter today, you misstate and misinterpret and try to, misrepresent the facts. And my response never said that. My response said that, we provided every document that was needed and requested by individuals. You can look at my response today, and we're happy to provide you any additional information. We've been responding and having open communication, over the past 2 weeks, and I hope to continue that. But we will not, I'm going to ask my administration and council to not make any statements that you can attempt to, misstate or twist. Thank you.
I'm just looking for the facts. That's all. And your story has changed.
It has not changed.
Folks were saying, sir, I'm reclaiming my time. The last meeting, it was said that no records were lost. it's become clear that there are records that the police cannot access because they are being held for ransom. And this has been kept quiet for more than 3 years. And, you know, this is just unacceptable. And so I'm going to continue to ask questions, and I don't appreciate, insinuations that I'm trying to twist the facts. I'm trying to find the facts. And, you, sir, your story is the one that's changing. Meanwhile, the elected officials are remaining silent. We haven't heard from Brad Devine, the network administrator. How does this happen? How do you not have backups to prevent this type of catastrophic failure where random hackers are holding your records ransom? This is not okay.
Mr. Cradiville, we need leadership here. Your time is up. Mr. Cradiville, your 3 minutes are up. Thank you.
Thank you, Raj. Thank you, sir.
Council President, I'm asking the next individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves. Last four digits, 2771. Please unmute yourself. Get your name and address, please. Thank you.
If I did this right this time, sorry about that before. Evan Shigosky, 280 River Road, Apartment 12A, also Chief River Road Rescue Squad. Here today in regard to, the resolution to award contract for ambulance services, starting a proposal opening July 8th, service starting, I believe, September 2nd. I'm here today to make sure the public is aware of this. This service requires three ambulances staffed 24/7, 365. Not a bad thing off the start. However, I noticed it does not cover NFPA or National Fire Protection Association, NFPA compliant water rescue, nor NFPA fire rehab when we have things like structure fires to protect our firefighters. I've reached out to the Board of Ed, OEMs, all the fire companies. None of them were aware of this either, nor were any of the EMS providers in town that have been providing service for 60 years or more. I understand that there have been issues in town. I understand the Arbor Rescue Squad, after almost 90 years closed, it is very upsetting. However, both agencies have reasonably flexed to cover their area. Matter of fact, in the proposal given addendum, some 3,151 calls were stated by the town to be answered in 2020, with more than 50% of them being answered by your local volunteers. The problem is not with the volunteer service. Volunteer paid, I can honestly care less. The problem is that we have resources, assets allocated in this town that do a lot more than provide just ambulances. I find it concerning that none of these organizations were contacted, none of these organizations were made alert. I don't understand how OEM didn't know. That's baffling to me, or the EMS providers in the town. This doesn't cover anything other than ambulances. It's hundreds of dollars per ambulance response. It's a per ambulance response proposal that's requested. It even covers per ambulance response with the township footing the bill. If the vendor is mutual aid service to Rutgers, we're also paying for Rutgers calls because they're in the confines of Piscataway as stipulated in this RFP. It doesn't cover community stewardship, doesn't cover any of the things that any of the agencies in this town currently do. Beyond that, I've asked for a clarification. It says that the two voluntary rescue squads will be utilized in specific instances. I've been told that I have to speak to purchasing to get clarification as to what that is. They told me to speak to the police department. The police department told me to speak to purchasing. And Mr. Dacey has since told me that nothing can be told to us until the bid is awarded, which is concerning because if there's three ambulances, 24/7, 365, and we don't know where the squads fit in, we're essentially getting shut down by lack of calls.
Mr. Shigosky, you have about 20 seconds left in your comments.
I'm done. I've commented what I've commented. If the township would like to have any comment on where we fit in, we greatly appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Mr. Shigosky, this is the town attorney. Yeah, I've requested the administration and council not to comment on this while the bid process is going through. That being said, I know, as you saw in the bid package, that the township is still interested in using the rescue squads. That will be, I'm sure there will be discussions moving forward after the bid process is complete.
Understood. Thank you. Just some clarity is where we fit in is what we're looking for. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Mr. Raj.
Council President, I'm asking the next individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves. You can unmute yourself and state your name and address. Thank you.
Yeah, Brian Reck, 1247 Brookside Road. I was wondering, who prepares the responses to the Department of Community Affairs Best Practices Program?
Yeah, this is Tim. They're compiled from the department heads and submitted by our CFO.
Could you point me to the ordinance that you claim to have that has an anti-nepotism policy? Because I went through the Piscataway website E-code 360 thing, and I couldn't find any mention of the word nepotism.
Feel free to submit an open request to us, and we'll be glad to help you along.
Okay, and then where are the meeting minutes for the Planning Board and Zoning Board, which you also told the state you publish on the website?
Again, if you file an open request, we're glad to help you along.
Yeah, I do that already, but you told the state you publish them publicly on your website. Do you need me to read the question?
No, that's not necessary.
Okay, so you told the state something that isn't true. I mean, either they're on the website right now or they're not, and you told the state they were, so I don't see how that's a complicated question.
Mr. Reck, as the town administrator indicated, you know, provide an open request and we'll respond to you accordingly.
I mean, I do submit open requests for them, but I don't understand how an open request is going to get me an answer to why you told the state something that isn't true. Should I submit an open request asking why you told the state that? Like, I'm not sure what you're asking me to submit here.
We'll look into it and get back to you. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Rod. Thank you, Mr. Charles. Brian.
Council President, I'm asking the next individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves. Last four digits, 8961. Please unmute yourself. State your name and address, please. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Jessica Cradeville. I'm at 1247 Brookside Road. I just wanted to express some concern over these lost police records that span a period of time that I did live here in the township. And if I had had any kind of issue during that time and my record was inaccessible, I would be really perturbed that the township hasn't taken the adequate care of police records as is required by law. And I also wanted to mention that I'm really confused why the township isn't posting the public meeting records. Does Mr. Goomer or any other member of the council have a comment on why the public meeting minutes aren't being posted?
Ms. Credibile, as I said to your husband, Mr. Rack, we'll get back. I'll look into it and get back to you. In regard to the police records, that's not all the police records. It's just the specific reports, but I'm sure your brother, Charlie Cradiville, can provide you the responses that I provided him for his information requests.
Mr. Goomer, I don't think that my family relationships are for you to mention in a public meeting. I'm allowed to express my public concerns that have nothing to do with any member of my family, and you should not refer me to speak to another private citizen in regards to a township matter that I, as a citizen of this township, am concerned about. So I really would appreciate you to treat me with slightly more respect than you are at this time.
I can provide you those same letters that I provided to Mitch Cradiville. You know, that's not a problem. So if you email me tomorrow or reach out to the administration office, they can provide my email. If you can't access it, it should be on the Hogan Longo website, and then I can email you over those letters.
Okay, I just wanted to say that I've read some of the letters, and it said detrimental occurrence to data, and then it was a hack, and then it was this. And the lack of transparency that the Piscataway government and police department are showing the citizens of this township is really unbelievable. And I would think that everyone should be really concerned. And so I would encourage any member of the public to sign the petition, Transparency and Public Engagement Tape Petition, so that the township is required to broadcast these meetings, continue to house them virtually after the pandemic is over, and post the meeting minutes as they say they have been doing. But as
Ms.
far
Cradiville,
as
you have 10 seconds
I
left
can
in
find,
your time.
I have not. Goodbye.
Council President, I'm asking the next individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves. Last 4 digits 7604. Please state your name and address. Thank you.
Good evening. It's Stacey Berger, 233 Ellis Parkway. I have to say that I am shocked that Mr. Goomer made any reference whatsoever to Ms. Cradiville's relationships with anyone. That is incredibly sexist, male chauvinist, and unprofessional. I think you owe her an apology. We have a right to ask questions regardless of who anybody is married to or related to, and it is really unconscionable that nobody on this council, when you know you're elected by people across the town, cares enough to stand up for people's individual rights to be heard and respected in a public forum. So while it's disappointing, it's certainly not surprising. It is surprising and extremely disappointing that the first time many of us are hearing about 3 years of police records being held for ransom is because a reporter was kind enough to do some digging and figure out what was going on. I think the mayor, the business administrator, and every single person on this call who's an elected official of any sort owes the public in Piscataway a tremendous explanation immediately. It is unbelievable to me that this would have been going on for 3 years and not one mention of this. It's part of why hundreds of people have signed a petition to require the township to post and share and broadcast and record the meetings and the minutes. I would have loved to have seen the Environmental Commission's review of the DEP stormwater ordinance, except we have an Environmental Commission that never meets. We have an ethics board that's not properly constituted. I don't know if there's ever been a record of the minutes from any of the monthly emergency services meetings that we're required to have. Evidently, we provide false information to the state that is not available on our website, and we don't treat people with the respect and dignity that they deserve. So I would echo Ms. Cradiville's comments that everybody who's listening, take a minute and go to tinyurl.com/PWAY tape, read the ordinance, which has a couple of facets to it, and consider signing it if you think that our township citizens and our taxpayers deserve better than this kind of disrespect than what we've seen here tonight.
Hi, Ms. Berger, this is Township Attorney. I disagree with your allegations that I'm male chauvinist or sexist. I made those representations.
It's incredibly disrespectful to talk to a woman about who she's married to or who she's related to. I've never heard anybody on this council talk to a man the way that you talk to the women who call in and appear in front of you, and that is a fact. So you can take my recommendation and do whatever you would like with it, but I think you owe her an apology, and you would do yourself and the township a great service by saying you didn't mean it that way and you apologize and just putting it behind you. Sometimes people say things and they wish that they hadn't. So you have an opportunity to do the right thing and lead by example.
Ms. Berger, are you going to interrupt me now, or can I finish my statement? So
this is not this is a public commentary. I didn't ask you to give me your opinion. I made a statement. You're not obligated to respond to it. You can if you'd like.
I agree.
This is my 3 minutes, so I guess Ms. Cedar will let us know when my 3 minutes is up.
Ms. Berger, you have 5 seconds left.
Okay, well, I do not wish to cede them to someone who is going to talk about someone else's husband or brother or anything else.
Ms. Berger, in response to that, specifically the reason for it was that Ms. Cradiville indicated that she didn't have knowledge of it, and then she indicated later that she did actually read those documents. So, you know, I made the representations because she was well aware of the information and pretending to not know. Regardless, I just wanted to clarify one term, one fact that you misrepresented. You stated that there's been an issue with the records for a period of 3 years. That is not the case. This incident occurred 3 years ago, actually close to 4 years ago, and it was in regard to a shorter period of records. So I'm sure you can reach out to Mr. Cradiville and get those letters that I provided to him. I can also email them to you if you would like. Happy to do so.
Thank you, Mr. Raj. Ms. Cedar, any other call?
There are no other individuals right now with their hand raised.
Thank you. So I'm closing the public portion. Now, I just motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Stay well, everyone. Night.